Welcome to Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz, sponsored by Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center. A candid conversation as we learn about dementia, Alzheimer's, and its effects on the people we love. Jill's years of dedication and experience help you adapt, recover, overcome obstacles, and help find a positive outcome. It's time for Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz.
Good morning, Caregiver Nation. I hope everybody's in a great mood today. Sunshining, absolutely beautiful here in the Mile High City. I have a show today that is going to blow your mind. I actually never thought that I would have a show where I talked about robots being caregivers. And that's not all we're going to talk about today, but you're gonna love this, folks. So my guest today is David Garris.
Morning, Jill.
Nice to have you here.
Pleasure.
And David owns Goldleaf Home Care.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I'm glad you're here. Tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was born and raised in Chicago and went to school out here at CU Boulder. Moved overseas for a while, moved back here about 16 years ago. I was with IBM at the time and left IBM in 2007. And at that time, my mom had developed Alzheimer's disease, and I was exposed to the senior care industry through that experience and helping our family navigate through that, finding good quality care and moving her into memory care facility and eventually helping her and the rest of my siblings deal with that process. So we obviously saw a need for quality, consistent, compassionate care, especially for people dealing with this horrible disease, and decided to launch my company.
One thing I've always liked about you, David, is that you have been a longtime supporter of the philosophy of Leaders in Dementia Care, having your staff trained in dementia care before you send them out into the world to help families.
Right. We were one of the first agencies to become recognized by the association.
Yeah, you were, and I remember that too. So you're also involved, or you know a lot about, Denver University's technology of this new dream face.
Right?
Would you explain that process, this robot caregiver technology?
Sure, I'd be glad to.
It's outstanding.
So about a year ago, the University of Denver set up a special research institute called the Noble Institute for Healthy Aging.
Okay.
That's very focused on research initiatives around various aspects of the aging process, not only caregiving, but tips and techniques on aging in place, and also financial challenges that people go through as they get dementia.
Okay.
That is one of the early signs of dementia, is the individual can't manage their own finances.
Absolutely.
And they also have a number of research initiatives around technology and robotics, of course. They're, of course, developing more advanced treatments and drugs for dementia and Alzheimer's.
Okay.
I'd say about 20-30% of their research is focused on dementia.
Okay.
And more specifically, dementia that's caused by head traumas, concussions, TBI, TBIs, PTSD.
Okay.
And they have all of the scholarship athletes at DU in soccer, hockey, and lacrosse are all required to participate in these clinical trials.
That's awesome. So, I didn't know that.
Yep. They have a captive audience. It's very unique in the country. There's nothing else like it.
Wow.
To really conduct those research initiatives.
And it's about time, right? I mean, we've been hearing about this for years.
Right.
And it really came to light with some of the NFL players who have had the CTEs and things like that. And you know, all the big hubbub about Tom Brady having those concussions lately and things
that,
you know.
It's very common in those, in those sports. And they also have a very progressive robotics technology initiative.
Let's talk about that.
Right.
So the robot, the Dreamface Technologies, name is Ryan.
Ryan.
Yes.
Ryan.
Yeah.
And Ryan is a device. It's the best way to think of it is Amazon Echo on steroids.
Okay.
So you've got a device that has, for your listeners that can't see it, a mannequin-like head with a computer graphics, holographics image is projected on it. So it looks like a human face. The eyes blink, the mouth moves, the head turns from side to side.
Wow.
Through artificial intelligence and voice recognition and facial recognition technology, the device can sense mood changes, so they know when the individual is happy or sad. And they have a sense of humor. And very quickly, over time, they develop a very strong bond. They learn your likes and your dislikes. There's a camera on its head and two cameras and microphones on its shoulders. So through artificial intelligence, the technology is so advanced that they become your friend.
Wow. There's a
LCD screen on its chest where you can put family photos and videos. You can play music. So music therapy is a big component.
Okay.
Medication reminders.
So let's talk about those things. I want to break that down a little bit because this is something I think people haven't known about. Now, on the website that you sent me to peruse before we talk today, it says that people can come by the lab and check it out. Is that true?
Yeah, the Institute gives tours. You can go by, depending on what area of interest you have, you can go by and tour the lab and get an overview of the research that's underway there at the lab and learn how to support the research. They're always looking for support,
awesome.
Financial support, and also candidates for the clinical trials.
Oh, nice.
Right.
So let's talk about that memory care piece. It said on the web piece that you sent me that... the computer, Ryan, can finish your sentences. He can give you a word if you can't remember it. He can give you a name if you can't remember it. That's outstanding.
Yes. Yeah. They basically become a part of you, an extension of the family. More than 60% of seniors in nursing homes and assisted living communities around the country never receive personal visitors.
Well, that's true.
It's a sad fact.
Yeah.
And these devices really fill the void of the lack of family and friends that are coming to visit the individuals, especially after they get out of the hospital or rehab and they're homebound, more or less. They can't get out and about as much as they used to.
Mm-hmm.
They quickly become isolated and depressed without that regular social or cognitive stimulation that the robots fill the void of.
So some of the things that it does, it says that it tests your hearing against some of your favorite sounds. It can see how many colors you can identify, choosing between different colors, and also sorting pictures into their respective categories, like is it flora or is it fauna? Don't put a square peg in a round hole. Pretty amazing advanced stuff for a computer.
It's a computer. You've got a little mini IBM Watson, basically, in your home. And it's amazing. There are a number of pilots underway here in the Denver community at assisted living communities around town. And I've seen the device in action. Ryan has such a profound impact on the individual's quality of life and their well-being, so much so when the device is taken away, the individual goes into a state of depression and isolation.
Oh,
they're
wow.
very, very upset. And I've seen
wow.
him cry when the device is taken away.
So as you said, just to kind of recap, it will give you reminders because it's got a clock built into it.
Right.
That's incredible.
Right.
And it can alert you to take your medication. It even helps you with exercise and things like that.
Exercise, and they have a sense of humor. They joke with you.
That is incredible.
It is magical. The devices are going to change our world. Right now, currently, it's a upper torso and it's stationary. But before long, it'll be mobile and be moving around.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. And the devices don't care if that you ask them the same question 20
cool.
times in a 10-minute time span.
We're going to take a break. We'll come right back.
Making the decision to place your loved one in the care of others is one of the most difficult decisions you will ever have to make. If that someone special is in your life and is needing memory care, Bellevue Heights is the place to call home. Bellevue Heights, part of the JEA Senior Living family, is deeply committed to serving people living with Alzheimer's and other related dementias. Living with purpose and meaning is the best reward at Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center. Your loved one will live life to its fullest. Licensed nurses on staff 24 hours a day, compassionate caregivers, 3 well-balanced meals, and 3 healthy snacks are a few key elements of the JEA difference. We We also offer fully furnished private and semi-private rooms, meaningful activities, and scheduled outings. Call Bellevue Heights at 303-690-0700 to learn more about the high standard of individualized care they can offer your loved one. Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center is located at 14500 East Bellevue Avenue in Aurora. Visit jeaseniorliving.com or call 303-690-0700 to schedule a tour. Come home to family. Come home to Bellevue Heights.
Welcome to Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz, sponsored by Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center. A candid conversation as we learn about dementia, Alzheimer's, and its effects on the people we love. Jill's years of dedication and experience help you adapt, recover, overcome obstacles, and help find a positive outcome. It's time for Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz.
I'm back with David Garris, owner of Gold Leaf Home Care. I like your home care so much, I just had to spit that out there, right?
Say it five times really fast.
Yeah, well, we've been friends for a long time. I met you through the Alzheimer's Association. And today, like I said earlier, we are blowing people's minds, at least mine, about this Denver University's new technology called Dream Face
is the company.
And Ryan. And we were talking about what Ryan can do. So when we went to break, we were talking about the reminders. Now let's talk about the photos. It can go through photos of your life. And you said it could joke with you and different things like that. Let's expand a little bit more on that.
The artificial intelligence is so advanced that the device quickly learns your likes and your dislikes. When family and friends come to visit, they have a memory. They can remember the individuals that come and visit.
That's outstanding.
Really do a good job in filling the void that's being left by the lack of family coming.
Wow, that's incredible. So it can actually go through a photo album and things like that?
You can put all your old photos and videos, home videos, on the device, and it, through artificial intelligence, it will quickly learn the different photos and the differences between
awesome.
The photos and the videos and the voices.
And it plays music.
Yes, music therapy is a big key component of Alzheimer's and dementia care. It really helps with
absolutely.
Behaviors and helps to ease the tension and aggravation that's caused
sure.
by the disease, of course.
Now,
you know.
David, I'm just curious, how is Ryan, the robot computer, going to work with short-term memory loss? Like somebody wants to get up and walk away watching a TV show or, you know what I mean? How's it going to interact with the short-term memory loss and the short attention span?
Well, it will quickly learn, help with reminders, help with medication reminders, help interact with the individual, keep them cognitively stimulated on a more regular basis. I mean, the best way to slow the onset of dementia, as you know, is to keep physically active.
Right.
And the device can do cueing for exercises and activities. But more of the cognitive stimulation is where the value comes in with this device.
Well, I just think this is absolutely awesome. And I encourage everybody to go on DU's website and check this out.
Right,
it's pretty incredible.
Institute for Healthy Aging.
Okay, Institute for Healthy Aging. So let's shift gears just a little bit and talk about even more technology trends for senior living and aging in place. Do you have any other things you could tell us about?
Well, sure. I heard a futurist present last year, and he said the advances in technology over the next 20 or 30 years are going to change our lives more than all of humanity combined up until now.
Wow.
Just imagine that. The smartphone was invented or just came on the market about 10 years ago.
And well, that's true,
look
right?
Look at how much that's changed our lives.
Right.
So through artificial intelligence, robotics, which you just spoke about, driverless cars, 3D printing, remote
incredible.
Learning, drone technology,
it's
all going to
wow.
change our lives.
Wow. And you're staying on top of this.
Yeah,
because it's interesting to you.
Yeah.
You're
going
to have to keep me updated on some of these things that are going on, right?
Yes.
So I just had Lieutenant Governor Donna Lynn on the show in September.
Okay.
And she talked about the healthcare piece of Colorado, the state of Colorado. But What other challenges do you, as a home care company, see for our aging population?
Well, the biggest challenge is the significant void of manpower, people being available to support our aging population. You know, Colorado has one of the fastest aging populations in the United States.
Yeah.
Per capita, mainly because there's so many baby boomers moving to Colorado to be closer to their kids and their grandkids.
Right.
And people like you and I who moved here decades ago aren't leaving.
Right.
Just like the void of people leaving from California and the Midwest. So the population is aging at a tremendous rate. And because of that, the state of Colorado has the highest increase in people being diagnosed with Alzheimer's and dementia.
Oh, is that
in
right?
In the country, yes, because
wow.
of that.
Wow, okay.
So there's a huge need. And unlike California and on the East Coast, we don't have a massive influx of foreign immigrants into the state.
Oh, okay.
California, the bulk of the caregiving population in California is made up of foreign immigrants, Filipino immigrants primarily.
Right.
And we don't have that luxury here. So encouraging or opening up our borders, we don't have international borders, but getting encouraging foreign immigration in the state of Colorado, I think, is going to help fill the void, the massive void of a lack of caregivers
right.
in the state.
And since we, you know, we're getting this technology with Ryan and everything, do you think that's going to be something that's going to be available to people? How expensive is it going to be? Is it going to be something that they can use with all these numbers going down of people that would be caregivers?
Oh yes, the cost of the technology is going to come down over the next 3 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Currently, in the communities and the assisted, that's going to be the main target for Ryan is assisted living communities, and they're putting together a licensing model. The communities won't have to pay for the device upfront, but there'll be a monthly licensing fee.
Right,
it'll be very affordable compared to hiring a caregiver 24/7.
I really like that because our friends with diagnosis really want so badly to be understood. And even if it is artificial intelligence, that's going to really bring it full circle for them where they don't have to be lonely. They don't have to be sad. And I think it's really cool that, that you've been paying attention to all this.
Oh, yeah,
you, my friend, have been very, very good at staying in the lane I'm in. A lot of times I'm always trying to find out what's new with research, you know, and how can we make the caregiver process more efficient, so on and so forth. And although I don't do home care, except for when my mom was alive, you know, helping her with caregiving with her Alzheimer's, I don't really do that. You've taken that on. But we do care a lot about the research that's going on and the different technology that's going on. And
right.
That's been a main focus
right.
for you for a long time, right?
It has been, yes.
Yeah.
Because of my background in technology, I try to apply a lot of what I've learned over the decades in the technology space to our home care practice.
Well, speaking of that, let's talk for a minute about discussing what families need to think about if they want to help a loved one age in place.
Well, the key for families when helping loved ones through the aging process is to really keep them safe. Keep them safe in their home. If the home is and the environment is safe, they can really live in their homes as long as they desire and age in place and not have to move into assisted living. There comes
right.
a time when assisted living is a good option and they need to consider it. But as long as there are not that many stairs to navigate, if the master bedroom can be moved to the main floor, if they can put ramps and rails and in the staircases and to get in and out of the home, the individual can stay there as long as they desire with help from family and friends and home care.
And with that rising cost of care communities,
right.
astronomical
it can be.
Right now, it's getting tougher and tougher and tougher for families to be able to afford that. So in just a minute, we're going to take a break. But when we come back, I want to expand just a little bit more on that. And then would you help my caregiver nation on how they can select a home health care company, what they should look for?
Well, they should look for
When we come back from our break. Yeah.
Sure, I'd be
glad. Because this will be a great conversation for them and information they need to know. So we're going to listen to a word from our sponsor, and we'll be right back.
Making the decision to place your loved one in the care of others is one of the most difficult decisions you'll ever have to make. If that someone special is in your life and is needing memory care, Bellevue Heights is the place to call home. Bellevue Heights, part of the JEA Senior Living family, is deeply committed to serving people living with Alzheimer's and other related dementias. Bellevue Heights believes that supporting families and caregivers is just as important as caring for our residents. We offer free monthly support groups, education and lecture series, and presentations by experts in Alzheimer's and dementia care. All of our programs are free and open to the public. Call Bellevue Heights at 303-690-0700 to learn more about the high standard of individualized care they can offer your loved one. And ask about our current and upcoming education opportunities and support groups. Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center is located at 14500 East Bellevue Avenue in Aurora. Visit jeaseniorliving.com or call 303-690-0700 to schedule a tour. Come home to family. Come home to Bellevue Heights.
Welcome to Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz, sponsored by Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center. A candid conversation as we learn about dementia, Alzheimer's, and its effects on the people we love. Jill's years of dedication and experience help you adapt, recover, overcome obstacles, and help find a positive outcome. It's time for Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz.
I am here with David Garris, and we've been having a fabulous conversation about artificial intelligence, a new robot named Ryan who can help people with memory loss on a lot of different levels, from cognitive impairment like autism and things like that. We've talked about challenges the state of Colorado is going to have with our population the way it is and our lack of caregivers and also aging in place. So when we went to break, we were talking about people staying in their own homes. And one of the things that I see when I do in-home assessments and I help folks to stay in their own home, especially if they are alone, we're looking for things like moving any obstacles that they could trip over, cords, rugs, things like that. And not only the grab bars in the showers and different items that they might need, but, just anything that's going to get them in a little bit of trouble, maybe expired food in the refrigerator, things like that, all things that are going to be just a huge concern. Sure. But that leads me to selecting a home health care company, which is what you do. That's your specialty, right? So why don't you talk a little bit about your company, Gold Leaf, and what your value is to people, and then how people should select a home health care company.
Sure. My company is locally owned and operated, based here in Denver. We're not part of a large corporate franchise entity. So all of the people that are running the company are based here in Colorado, which is important in my mind. We're not locked into a set of policies and procedures and services that we have to provide. We can do whatever we want to do, however we want to do it, wherever we want to do it.
All right.
And we provide both non-medical and medical home health care.
Oh, excellent.
So we not only have caregivers and nurse aides on staff, we have the full range of clinicians, nurses, LPNs, therapists, PTOT and speech, social workers as well. So our clinicians are very involved with the care plan process for our non-medical clients as well, which is critical.
Okay. And that's some of the things people should look for. They want somebody that is trained, that has some knowledge around maybe the diagnosis that they have and how to use redirection skills. But not only that, but the medical piece of being able to help people with medical reminders or...
Right, ADLs, activities of daily living.
Right.
Keeping the individual as physically and cognitively active as much as possible is the best way that they can remain in their homes as long as they desire. Making sure they're eating well-balanced, regular, nutritional meals.
Right.
And staying socially active. That's critical.
Absolutely.
Getting them out and about, getting them out for walks and taking them to the community centers, taking them shopping. Most of our clients cannot drive any longer.
Right. So, David, help me with something. When I work with families in their home, what I see often, and I bet this is a challenge you have too, is we, as the professionals who work with people with different types of memory loss and different types of dementia, my caregiver nation is educated here. But I always find that there's a strange dichotomy between we see what the person can still do, but families, for the most part, only see what the person has lost. And somehow we have to bridge that gap.
Right, right. Many times a third party coming in and reassessing the situation and helping the family convince the individual that getting some outside assistance is in the best interest of the individual, allow them to remain safe and age in place as long as they desire.
Right. Yeah, it's something I think will always be a challenge for us. Something you and I have in common is we are both big supporters of Dr. Huntington Potter.
That's correct.
And the Alzheimer's Research and Disease Center out at University of Colorado Hospital. So we both know him, but you help support Dr. Potter?
Right, right. I'm very active. I met Dr. Potter when he moved here about 5 or 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. The main reason why he came here is because he discovered there's a genetic link between Alzheimer's and Down syndrome.
Right.
And people with Alzheimer's, trisomy 21 is the genetic mutation that people with Downs are born with.
Right.
And people with Alzheimer's, they're born with two copies of chromosome 21, like normal people like you and I.
Right.
But by the time they get the Alzheimer's disease, chromosome 21 is already mutated into a third copy.
Right.
So essentially people with Alzheimer's also have Down syndrome.
Right.
And he also discovered that people with Down syndrome, they all develop the Alzheimer's pathology in the brain, the physical characteristics of the disease, but only about 60-70% of them get the dementia.
Right.
There's about 30-40% of them that don't get dementia. So there's something else going on in their genetic makeup that prevents short-term memory loss. The other major significant discovery that Dr. Potter thinks he's made is that rheumatoid arthritis, that condition in the body, prevents Alzheimer's in those people.
Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing. People with RA, they live well into their 80s, 90s, 100s, and they never get Alzheimer's disease.
Isn't that something? And it's not that we want to take whatever it is that stops them from getting it and give it to people with Alzheimer's, because we don't want everybody to have rheumatoid arthritis and Alzheimer's.
No.
But it is a fascinating discovery with the leukine out there, right?
Right. Mainly the reason is people with rheumatoid arthritis, they have a very high white blood cell count, and that keeps the blood circulating through the brain at a higher rate than normal people on a constant basis. And that's what's preventing amyloid plaques and tangles from developing in the brain and preventing Alzheimer's.
And I was just out at, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Okay.
I was just out at University of Colorado Hospital listening to David Holtzman, who is he's the president of the American Neurological Association now and out at Washington University. And it was just fascinating listening to him say that he didn't think that the plaques and the tangles were related. So we're getting more and more opinions and more different ways researchers are looking at this, but it's fascinating, right?
I'm very optimistic with the advances in technology and research today around the world. In the next 20 or 30 years, we're going to find a cure for this nasty disease.
I hope so.
As
people, colleagues and people who have loved our moms who had this disease and we've lived it firsthand, we share that, right?
Right.
So
right.
I'm going to ask you to have a closing thought for me, but I just want to tell listeners that next week I'm going to have Tia Saucedo from the Seniors Resource Center on the show, and she's going to talk about their amazing programs. Holy smokes, folks, you are going to love it. She's got a lot of things going on. So much, I don't even know if we can get it in an hour show, but they've got some very cool things going on that really support people with memory loss. So David, parting thoughts for our listeners?
Well, being a resident of Colorado, I think people need to be very future in the opportunities and the prospects in senior care and also finding a cure for dementia and Alzheimer's. It's so exciting to know that there's it's significant when some of the leading research initiatives and treatments and drugs to slow the onset and find a cure and also advances in technology right here in our own backyard at CU and DU.
Isn't that something?
So encouraging.
And I didn't know DU was working so hard on all this, but boy, you have brought some great information and some really mind-blowing stuff as far as I'm concerned.
My pleasure.
I never thought in my life I'd be having a conversation about robot caregivers, but I've loved it, and I can't wait to go out and meet Ryan.
Mark my words, you've heard it here first.
Right.
Robots are going to change our world.
Exactly. Well, thank you, David. David Garris from Gold Leaf Home Care for being with me today, my friend.
Pleasure,
I appreciate it a lot. And folks, we will see you next week with, again, more and more great information about ways that we are helping our friends with diagnosis and the primary caregivers and all the family members that love those folks. So if you need any information, summitresilience.com. Look me up. Give me a call. I'll help you out. We'll see you next week on Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz.
You've been listening to Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz, sponsored by Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center. Visit her website at summitresiliencetraining.com to learn more and join us next week as we learn more about dementia, Alzheimer's, and overcoming obstacles with a positive outcome. See you next time.